WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. God prays for something and you want to get the devil back, do it like this. Bam! In your face, devil! That's right, come on now. That's how you do it. Now, if you're really excited, go, bam! In your face, devil! Look, we are here on this Saturday ready to study the Word of God. Remember, we said we are going to get through Deuteronomy. Come on, before I go to Washington, D.C., which is on Wednesday. All right, Bride, so look, let's go ahead and turn over here. Now, listen, if you hear a funny bird in the background, I've got my windows open. It's kind of a little dreary day, you know, a little rain. And there's this bird making the funniest noise out there. But it just reminds me of us, Bride, how the Lord loves all of our singing when we sing to Him. Amen. Some of us may not have as pretty a voice as somebody else, but God still loves the praises of His people. Amen. Well, I'm going to try this again, Bride. I'm going to try to do it on the screen where you can read with me and follow along with me. So let's turn in our Bibles to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Let's see if I can get this to cooperate here. Alright, Deuteronomy. And let's go to chapter 12. Remember, this thing gives me fits sometimes. All right, so let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 12. Okay. All right. All right, Bride, hold on here. Now, remember where we're at, Bride. Moses is talking to the children of Israel because they are getting ready to go into the promised land. And remember, Bride, we talked about how excited they must be to go in there and build their houses and make land for themselves and make their own cities and all of their inheritances coming after all the time in the wilderness and all the things that they have been through with God. And Moses is reminding them, people, do what all, it's very simple. Just obey his laws. Don't forget where you came from. Don't mix. Don't partner with the people around the world. Stay within your own tribes. Remember, he even told them. He told the children of Israel they cannot marry outside of the children of Israel. They can marry outside their tribe. Or was it? No, I think they had to stay within their tribe. Which means, but their tribe could have 100,000 people in it, you know. But he definitely told them, do not mix. So let's continue here in Deuteronomy 12. Let's say a little prayer real quick. Lord, we just give you praise today for being with us through these Bible studies. We thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to learn the Word. And Holy Spirit, you are teaching us, helping us to eat the scrolls and to bury the words deep inside our hearts. We thank you and give you praise today. Illuminate your Word to us, Lord. Let it come to life. We have been experiencing Moses, Lord, and the children of Israel and the trials that they have been through with you, Lord. Thank you for being with us every day in these Bible studies, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord. We just lift up your holy name today, for you are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Bride. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 12. Okay, here we go. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land. I imagine this is Moses talking to the children of Israel, which the Lord God of your fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. Wow, Bride, I hear the Holy Spirit saying right now, this is the same for us. In all of our houses, our cars, everything that we have, anything that is touched, these idols and Egypt, basically the world, we need to get rid of. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And you shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and there shalt thou come. Now, Bryce, I'm gonna have to pause right here and tell a story. You remember last year when I was on the Mega Revival Tour, and I was traveling across the country, and I know I've told some of you this story, but I'm gonna tell the ones that may not know me very well this story. I was traveling through the state of Maine, and I had, by this time, I had already been across 30 cities, you know, 30 states, because I had traveled the entire border of the United States. So now I'm at the very tip up here of Maine. I'm coming around the corner, and I have been taking pictures of beautiful white churches across the country. and I come across this beautiful white church. I reached over to get my phone, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to get this picture of this pretty white church in Maine. Because, Bride, if you haven't seen anything until you've seen the New England states, Connecticut, all those up there at the top are beautiful. Their houses are like Victorian. They're so beautiful. So I come across this beautiful white church. I'm reaching over and I'm getting my phone ready to take the picture. I come around the curve and I look over to the right. And lo and behold, it has got a rainbow flag declaring it is an LGBTQ church. Man, this fire come up inside of me, this righteous indignation. I pulled over. I turned my car around the middle of the street, pulled over across the street, took my phone out, got out, and went to war. I was like, you're coming down in our nation in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I bind you, devil, doing that, trying to act like this is a church. You don't serve my God. This is a lie from the pits of hell. You know, I'm out there going to town live. Man, there's a line of traffic right in front of me between me and this church. And there's all these people with their windows down listening to me. So when I get off the air, I'm walking back to my car, and one of the ladies is screaming at me, coexist, coexist. And I said, no, we're not. This is a Christian nation, and this is coming down in Jesus' name. Oh, man. But that reminds me of what God means right here. When you go into your promised land, tear down those idols. Tear down that nonsense that the devil has brought up. Tear it down. And so that's what I encourage us to do, Bride. Take our country back. Tear that mess down in the spirit. Speak against that spirit. And you know what? When I traveled through that town after I left that, it was that stuff all over the town. It was a spirit over the entire town. And I was like, oh, I see now this thing, this sucker is huge here. So I prayed against that spirit to come down. And I partnered with the ministers in that town in the spirit. I've learned not to go battling all these demons across the country. I partner with what God is doing to tear down those strongholds in that city. And I just speak to it and say, I recognize you and I partner with heaven and you're coming down in Jesus' name. Let God's will be done. Amen. So that's what he's saying here, because he says, and thither you shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and your flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand into. Yes, Lord, we receive it today. We rejoice all that we put our hand to. You and your households, wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. You shall not do after the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For you are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth to. Okay, so basically he's preparing them to go in. So let's scroll on down here. Alright, so let's see here. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, yes, Lord, give us rest, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Oh my goodness, hold on, Brad. That old devil is a liar. Hold on just a moment. All right now. I know it sounds funny. All right, so here we go. Let's go back to verse 11. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to call his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, and your heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons, and your daughters, and your maid servants, your men servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Remember, Bride, we learned that about the Levites. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of your tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command you. In other words, obey me and follow me where I'm going to send you, basically is what he's saying. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, wow, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God which he has given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck, as of the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within the gates the tithe of thy corn, or of the wine, or of the oil, or of the firstlings of thy herds, or of the flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings or heave offering of thy hand. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thy hands unto. Take heed to yourself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest on the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge your border, as he has promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever your soul lusteth after. Now, Bride, you got to remember, I mean, this is huge what God is saying. Do you remember when the children of Israel complained because they had no flesh and they got tired of eating the bread all the time? The bread and the water, the manna. Do you remember that, Bride? And God got so mad because they complained that he spoke into the sea and he said, see, give up your quails. I mean, Bride, can you imagine this? Remember, God got smart with Moses. It was so funny. But he's like, quails, come out of the sea. So the quails come out of the sea and they just put a big old pile of quail. And God is watching them just gorge themselves eating those quails. And then God punished them. But now they're going into the promised land. And God's saying, eat whatever you lust after. Whatever you want, just eat it. Just don't eat the blood. If the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord has given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat it, eat in thy gates whatsoever your soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so shalt thou eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life. And thou mayest not eat the life of the flesh. Wow. Well, Bride, let's pause on that a minute and consider the blood. The blood is our DNA. The blood is the one thing that the world cannot make up today. Did you know that? It cannot produce blood because why? It has the breath of God in it. That's what I believe. I mean, I'm not saying scientifically, but God breathed into us and produced that blood is what I believe, because blood carries oxygen, right? Oxygen is breath. Anyway, okay, so thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So in other words, remember the Lord even told him, I will be watching you at all times. So the Lord's eyes roam. Okay, here we go. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take, and go into the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God. And the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these things which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. Lord, help us to do right in your eyes, Lord. I think it's key, Brad, that he's saying, sight of the Lord thy God. Remember, God's always watching. He's always watching. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land. Take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. And Bride, it says the same thing in the end of the book, in the end of Revelation. You shall not add to the word, and you shall not take from the word. God is very serious. I just want to confirm that Facebook can hear me well. So I'm going to, while this is switching over to Deuteronomy 13, I'm going to check this out on Facebook and make sure that the audio is clear. All right, let's see here. Switching over to Deuteronomy 13.
It is, yay!
Okay, so here we go. We're in Deuteronomy 13. All right. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes to pass, whereof he spoke unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. He has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shall thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. In other words, he's telling the children of Israel, listen, if you see evil in the midst of thee, you need to get rid of it. Don't even play with it. Don't mess with it. Get rid of it. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. In other words, if anybody comes to you tempting you, that's what he's saying here. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall thy eye pity him. Neither shalt thou spare. Neither shalt thou conceal him. Wow. But thou shalt surely kill him. What? Oh my gosh. Not just expose, but kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Wow! And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he has sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Wow! I am in shock, bride. Wow, I didn't know this was in here. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do more any such wickedness as this among you. Wow, this is amazing. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God has given thee to dwell in, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known. Then shall thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it is true and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. Let's pause there. How many times have we seen the judgment be upon everything that sin has touched? Do you hear me? That's what he's saying here again. He's saying it again. Whatever that sin has touched, even the cattle, get rid of it. Wow. With the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and burn it with fire, the city and all the spoil thereof, every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. Basically, that city is cursed if you try to mess with God's people. And there shall cleave naught of the cursed thing, there it is, of thy hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show thee mercy and have compassion upon thee and multiply thee as he has sworn unto your fathers. When thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Wow, bride. Whoa. How deep is this? Oh my goodness. Not only are you to mix, but if anybody tries to mess with your relationship with God, you are to kill them. Utterly destroy them and everything they have touched. Wow. Which means they were basically an evil heart. All right, now we're on Deuteronomy 14. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. What is that? For thou art to eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat: ox, sheep, and goat, the hart and the roebuck, which is the deer, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the cameos, and every beast that parteth the hoof, and cleaveth the cleft unto two claws, and cheweth the cud among the beasts that you shall eat. Nevertheless, that you shall not eat of them that chew, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney. For they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Therefore they are unclean to you. Wow! And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Wow, isn't that the pigs? You shall not eat of their flesh. Let me go back. Nor touch their dead carcass. Wow. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. All that have fins and scales you shall eat. Wow. And whatsoever has not fins and scales you may not eat. It is unclean to you. Wow, Brad, let's pause a minute. Let's just pause a minute. Okay. This whole journey of Moses has been about relationship. It's been about how God needs to have relationship with humans. He's talked about sin. He's talked about how to do all the sacrifices. If you have a sin of murder, there's a certain sacrifice. If you have a this, if you have a that, there's a certain way to do things. You can only come so far in the temple. You have to have this witness and this witness. You have to have this priest do this. And you have to have an offering of this and a tithe of this. And it sounds overwhelming, like when you try to consider it as a person that may have lived back in those days. And you're like, what in the world? How am I going to do all this stuff? It's like 600 and something different laws. You know, but consider this, Brad. These people are raised in this. Their whole culture, their whole society is built around these laws. I mean, if you think about it, okay, every behavior, every action of the mother and the father is based upon these laws. So if the parents are raising their children to not touch, don't do this, you would just understand, oh, this must be a law of God. So it's more than just the number and the amount of the laws. It's a lifestyle. And so God is telling these humans, okay, I want to have a relationship with you, and I know how you can come close to me, but you need to do it like this. Now, we notice as we go through the Old Testament that the people just could not live up under all them laws. Now, may know more once we get to the end of the Old Testament, but this is just the way I'm assuming it right now, is that the Old Testament, it was like overwhelming. So when Jesus came, he died. He didn't do away with the law. He came to fulfill the law. So we still honor the Ten Commandments, and we have to consider how and why God did what he did with Moses and the people. Okay, so now he's told them all the laws. Now he's talking about their dietary needs, the way that they eat, how to be healthy as his called out ones, his separated ones, his people. I think we can learn a lot from this, don't you, Brian? It probably will prevent a lot of sickness, because why? He created mankind, and he knows what it's going to take for their systems to be healthy. So let's consider here what he's saying. Of all clean birds you shall eat, But these are they of which you shall not eat, the eagle and the ossifrage and the osprey. I've never heard of those two. And the glead and the kite, those either. And the vulture, I know that one, after his kind. And every raven after his kind. And the owl and the night hawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind. The little owl and the great owl and the swan. And the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, and every creeping thing that flieth is unclean to you. Wow! Wasn't that a locust? Let me see here. Every creeping thing that flieth is unclean to you, they shall not be. But of all clean fowls you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. What is that? Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord your God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Thou shalt truly tithe of all the increase of your seed, that the field may bring forth year by year, which means give God your first 10%. And thou shalt eat before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your corn, and of your wine, and of your oil, and of the firstlings of your herds, and of your flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. Wow! And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God has blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt bestow the money, that money, for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. For oxen, and for sheep, and for wine, and for strong drink, and for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thy household. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him. For he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase the same year, and shall lay it within thy gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow which are within your gates shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied. And the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thy hand which thou doest. Wow! Look, Brian, he's saying when you eat, you need to consider the Levites. Remember, they're the ones that take care of the temple. They're your priests, basically. And the stranger and the father and the widow. So basically taking care of the homeless. Aw. All right, let's go on to chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. And he shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Isn't that funny, Brian, that they do that in America today still? Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine, which thy brother thine hand shall release, save when there shall be no poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. Come on now. Thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations. but they shall not reign over thee. Boy, do we receive that bribe. Yes, Lord. But if you see the way that he's doing that, he's saying tithe, take care of the poor, use your increase to help others. Basically, is what he's saying to the children of Israel. Do not forget those. Do not forget the poor for the increase I have given you. And you will not be a borrower, you will be a lender. Surely lend him sufficient for his need, in that which he wanteth. Beware that there not be a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not all. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be a sin unto thee. What? Wow, if we do not care for the poor. Thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him. Because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thy hand to. Aw. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto your brother, to the poor and to the needy in thy land. And if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt set him free. Thou shalt let him go free from thee. So there was slaves back then, that's why I thought. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress. Of that wherewith the Lord thy God has blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore I command thee this day, and it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loves you in your house, because he is well with thee. Aw. Then thou shalt take an owl, whatever that word is, and thrust it through his ear into the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. What? And also into thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. In other words, brand them. That's what that is branding them. It shall not seem hard unto thee when thou sendest him away free from thee, for he has been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock, thou shalt sanctify unto the Lord thy God. That thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor sheathe the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God year by year. In the place which the Lord shall choose, thou and your household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The clean, the unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. Wow, this is something. Wow, we're already on the last chapter. Boy, we have moved through this today, Bride. All right, Deuteronomy 16. This is good. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Now, Bride, I want to say this real quick. When he was talking about the poor, and the slaves and redeeming them in the 6 years, and they're free on the seventh year. You know, I was thinking about when he was saying, don't forget that you were once a slave. You were once a slave, and God brought